I'm here in a pub called Britannia, and I'm drinking, in the meantime, lagers with my friends. I'll have them introduce themselves, but they recently published a paper, and we're here to talk about it. The paper is called Out of Touch, Visual Load Induces Inattentional Numbness, and it was recently published, or will be very soon published in the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Human Perception and Performance. And I am Laura Mikus, and you are?
I am Sandra Murphy, and I'm Polly Dalton.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for inviting us.
Cheers!
Basically, I just want to ask you what you did. What was your research question?
Right, so we were interested in finding out whether the demands of a visual task that you're currently engaged in can determine your ability to notice a tactile event. So, in other words, being touched. So that's what we set out to investigate. And this question has been asked within other modalities. So we know already that demands of a visual task can determine your ability to notice a visual event and also an auditory stimulus, but it's never been investigated within touch before.
Right. So this is like the well-known gorilla effect that you guys might be sick of talking about, where can that briefly be described?
Yeah, that's right. So that's this effect where when you're focusing attention on one aspect of a scene, you can fail to notice really clearly noticeable aspects that you're not paying attention to. So the famous case is the visual gorilla, where you're watching a basketball game and you're paying attention to people wearing white t-shirts, and then a gorilla can walk right the way through the scene. Same, he's black in colour and you're ignoring people wearing black t-shirts, so he falls under the unattended category, and so you can miss this event, even though it's clearly detectable when you're not paying attention to the counting task in the basketball game.
Right. And so this hasn't been done with touch, if there's some sort of gorilla touching you. that's the new paradigm.
That's definitely. So it's been found that the salience of a stimulus impacts on its ability to capture attention. So probably a real gorilla touching you is sufficiently salient that you probably would notice it under most circumstances.
Okay.
It's an interesting question though, because the stimuli that we were using in this experiment were, you know, quite brief, quite faint vibrations. So we're not quite at that level yet of having demonstrated a sustained stimulus like in the visual and auditory domains. They've shown that you can fail to notice a really ongoing stimulus, and we haven't quite got there yet. So at the moment we were looking at quite briefly presented vibrations.
Does the touch... how do I word this? Does it habituate? Do we habituate to touch faster and for longer than our visual system? And oh god, okay, everybody have a drink.
We definitely do habituate to touch, but I mean, so shall I carry on?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, so we do habituate to touch, but the question here is, so people were doing this with either a high or a low perceptual load, so any habituation effect should have been the same, because that's just simply about right. presenting the ongoing stimulus. So that right. would have been the same under the low or high visual perceptual load.
Right. That's
so we have, in the design of the experiment, we've made sure that we've ruled out any effects that are sort of just to do with low-level detection of the stimulus. And this really is about the extent to which the ongoing task taxes the visual system, really.
Oh, I see. This is the coolest paper, because what you guys did is develop a whole procedure to test this. And it's the first procedure of its type, right? Am I reading this right?
It's the first procedure to use tactile information. But what is different with this procedure, which is not the first time anyone's done this, is that unlike the gorilla experiments, the critical stimulus, in that case the gorilla, is completely unexpected and it happens once. Whereas in our experiments, we present this tactile stimulus. Participants are aware of it beforehand, so they know that they're going to be presented with it. So they're presented with it on half of the trials, but they don't know when it will happen. So that is the difference. One difference compared to the gorilla experiments, but this has been done with both visual and auditory stimuli before, so it's not new as such in that respect, apart from the fact that...
Are you underselling it, Dr. Murphy?
not at all.
No, it's not at all.
It is based on what has been done with Envision and Audition before, but the unique aspects of it is that no one has ever looked at touch before.
Really clever. Mm-hmm. All right, so you've got the high visual load or the low visual load while they're feeling. What were they feeling on their skin? On their hands. Can you walk me through the procedure?
So they were performing a visual task. So it was a letter search task. The task was simply to identify a target letter, which was either an X or an N. This target letter was presented concurrently with non-target letters to form a circle. On the low load, the non-target letters were different looking from the target, so you can easily identify and discriminate the target. Yep. However, on the high load, the non-target letters were similar looking to the target, and therefore more resources are needed to resolve your task to identify the target. Participants had tappers attached to the palms of their hands, and to both their left and right hand, and then on, as I mentioned previously, on half of the trials, one of these tappers would just cause a little vibration on the skin.
So there's no research assistant there having to tap them. It's fully controlled, beautifully controlled. Okay.
It's very, very controlled and precise.
And it's one of the, because there had been a little bit of research looking at inattentional numbness before, where it had been, and they were very cool experiments, but they were researchers dropping water on people's hands or puffing air at people's hands.
Yeah.
So really that inspired our research, that led the way. But one of the things that we introduced here was to have it computer controlled so that it's quite accurate.
Excellent. So what did you find?
Well, we found reduced sensitivity in detecting this tactile stimulus when the participants were engaged in a demanding visual task compared with when they were doing a much less demanding visual task.
So you're saying then, if I were watching a football game and it's a really boring game, that's fine. So if like a black mamba crawls up my leg, I'll be like, ah, I feel that. But if it starts getting really exciting and action's about, you know, someone's going to score a goal, I'm screwed.
You'll be less sensitive at detecting that. So.
Right, but also it's like the gorilla touch. It's got to be, it's very salient that there would be some snake crawling up my leg.
Yeah, exactly. It's a qualification of what we found. We found this for quite a short vibration at the moment.
Right. So, you guys already warned me about that. Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of the stimuli that we are surrounded by are things like our phones, which do give really short vibrations.
Right.
So we do experience these stimuli. So, you know, if we're less sensitive at detecting them when we're engaged in a demanding visual task, then that is important for us in understanding how we're going to react to them in everyday life.
Oh, that's really nice. So what's next?
So there are a range of different directions that we could potentially go in. So here, for example, we're showing that detection of a tactile stimulus is reduced as a function of a visual task that you're currently engaged with. But another potential direction would be to investigate also whether a tactile discrimination task would have the same effect on noticing a concurrent secondary tactile event. Other directions could also be to investigate whether the same reduction in sensitivity would occur for other types of tactile stimuli, such as pain.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
And I think I'd quite like to look at this question of whether we can see a reduced detection of longer lasting stimuli, sort of more push this. How far can we go with this?
Yeah.
You know, could you have something that's like a snake's side of the leg? Are there any circumstances where you would actually fail to notice that? That would be, you know, really surprising. But again, we have seen within the visual and auditory domains that these effects can be really quite extreme, and so I'm interested in the question of how far can you push them? Can we find something that's more extreme than
that? Very cool. Thank you both, and congratulations on your paper.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheers. That was cool.